course, all children do. I'm like the Pied Piper for children. They hate me. Like, seriously, hate me. Now, I'm joined in the studio by two, looking rather nervous, and I don't know why. Wait, is it me? It's me, isn't it?
It's not you, no.
It's not me. It's Tony Smith. You meet Tony Smith and you don't have any nerves. I'm joined by Charlotte Civil, editor of Made in Essex, and also Susan Greenrose, who's a sales manager from Made in Essex. It's a fantastic new local paper, and it's completely free as well. And you both come in to talk, chat about the paper today. So can I just ask you, being an editor, what that's like the main... You're the main person, the hire and firer.
Well, I try to be a bit like that, but I think I'm a bit softer than most editors would be. But no, it's good fun, and we've got a great team around us, and we're sort of doing really well as the weeks go on, and it's okay.
So tell us about how did you actually get into being an editor? How did you get that job, and what is that something you always wanted to do?
I've worked for the Daily Express for sort of 16 years,
yep.
And sort of worked my way up from sort of as a features assistant to, you know, general dog's body to, you know, editing different sections of the paper. And then I just wanted to go from a big national to doing something completely different. And I think with Made in Essex, because it is so unique, and, you know, what we bring to it is very different from a lot of other papers. I just wanted to try something and see how it went, really.
Now, how many people does this go out to at the moment?
So it's about...
34,500.
34. I mean, we target sort of more than that, just because obviously we're thinking that there's more than one person in a household. But it's sort of being distributed to 34,000, 35,000, and hopefully the readership is double that,
yeah,
or even more than that. But
and how long have you been going for? It's quite relatively quite new, isn't it?
We're in our seventh week now.
Yep,
and the paper comes out every Thursday.
And what are you looking for? If people are out there, what sort of stories are you looking for to go in the paper?
Well, we're obviously Made in Essex is Brentwood based. However, we're focusing on the whole of the county. Stories we're looking for are, you know, a lot of local stories, real life stories on people who have sort of done things or turned their lives around, or sort of uplifting, inspiring stories, really. Also, anything about local teams or local businesses who want to sort of promote themselves. So it is just a mixture, really, and because we call it a lifestyle paper, it is a bit of everything. It's travel, fashion, real life. You've got everything from puzzle pages to a good sports section. But every single story in there has something, you know, good about it. There's no doom and gloom. There's no sort of depressing stories about people sort of being mugged or whatever.
Yeah.
We try and leave that to all the other local papers to do, just so it gives us that sort of uniqueness, really.
Yeah.
And people enjoy reading us.
Have you got an agony aunt, by the way? I was going to put myself forward just with useless advice. I'd like to be an agony aunt, giving actually no, not very good advice, but quite jokey advice. I think I'd like to do that.
Yeah, well, we...
I can't not say I can write anything. I've never tried. That's very diplomatic. It's an offer. That's fine. Susan, how did you get into to being sales? Have you always been involved in sales?
I've been in newspapers, successful newspapers, for the last 24, 25 years.
Yep.
So, you know, we know exactly from the heart by talking to our advertisers, exactly find out their needs, and then we match the, our benefits to their needs so that we know exactly these people want to promote local news,
yep,
and their local trade to local people, and we are the exact target market for that.
And did you two actually know each other working at the Daily Express, or have you sort of crossed paths before you came to this paper?
No, we're all sort of newfound friends, really, so it's very nice. Everyone sort of gets on really well, and like I said, it's such a small knit, you know, close-knit team that it's good because ideas bounce off everyone, and you know, you have to get that sort of communication between the sales team and the features, you know, editorial, just so everyone's got a say in what we run, and you know, the advertisers we can approach and that sort of thing, really.
And how, and what is it like on the Wednesday before the paper goes into production out on you're laughing there. What's it like on the Wednesday?
Well, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday,
yep,
is like non-stop. Everyone's busy. And then, like, today and tomorrow is thinking of, obviously, next week what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But we tend to go to press probably sort of Well, we have a sort of time frame of between 3 and 4pm. So everything has to be done ideally by sort of early Wednesday, so we can check pages and send it to print Wednesday afternoon.
I was going to ask you both, because you both almost, I'm from Essex as well. I can't afford to live around in Brentwood, though, but it's very nice here. What do you think about the Towie influence on Brentwood as part of Essex? What are your thoughts on that?
I think they're great, and I think that you either love them or you hate them. It's a bit like Marmite. But they certainly bring a lot of business to the town, and I don't think anybody can deny that. And they've got businesses just like everyone else, so it brings new people into the town so that everyone can share in that business.
Yeah. What would you say is the... is there an area in Essex that you think is the best area in Essex? You're allowed to say that? What do you say it's such a massive county, but is there a particular place that you think it's a beautiful place or?
I think Essex has got a lovely lot of places, very picturesque, scenic places, lots of places, wonderful places to eat, drink, coastal regions.
You've got everything. Yeah. Everything. I mean, when this paper came out, we first wanted readers to know that we want to bring them a bit of everything. That's why we cover the lifestyle angle, because within the travel section, for example, we want to highlight nice places you can go to at the weekend and things going on, whether you go to Highlands House for some sort of craft fair, to obviously the V Festival and things like that. In the summer you've got loads of coastal things going on and food and drink fairs and also, there's little boutiques that people don't know about. Essex is such a big county, and there is something for everyone, every taste, and we want to get that across in the paper in all the different sections.
And there's a lot of talented people come out of Essex. Mers for one.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Joe Pasquale.
Lee Evans. I think Lee Evans lives up the road as well. He's another comedian. There's lots of them.
So if anyone's listening, we'd love to interview you, so please get in touch.
Ollie Mears, if you want to come in here first, that'd be the... I'd like to see you in the studio as well. Now you've got a bake school at Rice the Occasion. That's afternoon treats and cupcakes. Well, that sounds nice, and French bread. And that is the Delightful Tea Bake School in Great Wakering in Essex.
So again, it's a local business who... the story behind that is she's in her first year. It's very successful, obviously, with the Mary Berry phenomenon going on. People are wanting to learn different things, whether it's baking or making decorations for Christmas. And next week we're going to be doing a nice big feature on all the different courses people can undertake around the county. So it is, again, highlighting local businesses, things that people might not be aware that they can do on their own doorstep.
And I like this. You've got to check out our essential gift guide for little ones on page 14. You've got the stocking fillers for Christmas.
So we've got, again, each week we've been doing gifts for... We started with men, obviously women last week, and now it's kids. Next week we're doing some sort of quirky gifts for animals. So any sort of dog lovers out there can buy their sort of doggy Santa jumper or whatever. If that's your sort of thing. But, we just want to mix it up a bit, really. And, it is very magazine-y as well, so it's not just about news and, it's local news, but it's features, it's stuff people can really get their teeth into, and that's why we want local businesses to get in touch, because they might want to, to either advertise or for us to do some editorial on them.
Or advertise their business. If anybody wants to advertise, they can call us on 01277 833 130. Editorial,
and
news stories.
Yeah, story wise, you can email us at newsdesk@madeinessex.net, or we have a whatson@madeinessex.net. So whether it's a event you're holding at the weekend or something you want us to write about yourself, whether you've been through bad times and come out of it and turned your life around. We like these upbeat...
It's a happy-go-lucky, upbeat newspaper. Yeah. We don't like doom and gloom. We just want to keep it upbeat and happy. So when it arrives on your doorstep every single Thursday, you'll look forward to seeing it, because you think, I don't want doom and gloom. I just want to see the happy stuff.
Yeah. And it's true, actually, because it just does seem to be, as I was saying about, I got trolled. I've never been trolled on Twitter. I nearly sent back a rather... fruity reply, and then I sort of sat back and went, no, don't do it. But it just seems to me a lot of people are very doomy and gloomy. I don't know, we've got into this culture of we don't want people to do better than us, we don't want anyone to have a nicer life, and it just seems to be creating like a, I don't know, like a group of people that are very bitter.
But the more you talk about bad news, the more it brings everybody down.
Yeah.
At the moment, what we want to do is we try and buck that trend, and we're trying to bring everybody upbeat and happy, you know, in the land of Brentwood at the moment. And who knows, in the near future, we may expand into Chelmsford or maybe even Romford.
Yeah, and you've got
so
34,
watch out, we could be coming to you.
34,000 are at Readers. Great way to advertise. Loads of stories. If you're interested, we will put up all the details so you can get in contact with the paper. You've also got things to do at the weekend as well. So if people want to put down what they're getting up to in their local businesses, they can do that as well.
And we've also, the other thing we're doing is when we are featuring people, we are doing a lot of offers. So Martina Cole, who writes all the sort of gritty serial murder type novels, she did a nice book offer with us, and we gave away copies of her new book. You know, everyone we're doing things with is happy to sort of give things away to the reader. We've had a few competitions over the weeks, and you know, great responses. We did a vintage cosmetics competition. They're a local cosmetics company, and had literally sort of dozens of entries for people to win £100 worth of vintage cosmetic goodies, and there was 10 people who could have won that, so that's a £1,000 giveaway. And the you know, all the companies who we're dealing with are very sort of happy to do that. So you know, it's just nice for everyone to get something out of it as well.
It's made in Essex, as it's 7 weeks, it's up to issue 7. It comes out on a Thursday, it's free. And it's full of good news. And if you want to get involved, what's the website again? If you've got a story you'd like to put towards paper.
For any news stories, it's newsdesk@madeinessex.net. For any weekend events or what's on things that you want us to mention, it's what's on@madeinessex.net. We have lots of different email addresses, but I won't sort of confuse people with too many. But, yeah, it'd just be great to sort of hear from people and you know, get them in the paper and get the interest out there, because it's a great paper. It's so different from any other local paper in the area, and we do want to get that across. So if you can, get a copy. We're sort of leaving them here, there and everywhere at the moment. We're leaving them in Cafe Nero on the corner of St Thomas Road. So get your copy in there.
We've got very competitive prices for advertisers. Yep. So if you want to advertise within our publication, all you've got to do is call me on 01277 833130, and somebody in the office will be there with a happy smile on their face to try and help you.
And are you coming back next week?
If you'd like us back.
Coming back next week. Come back next week and we'll cover a few more stories from the paper each week, and we can pick out individual stories. So you're not nervous now? I told you you'd be all right.
We want to chat all day now.
I told you it weren't that bad, though. You don't feel... It's like you've just done a bit of a chat with headphones on. Yeah.
It's you. You make us feel comfortable.
Yeah, you don't know what was in that tea, though. That's the thing. You won't remember any of it. Right, so thanks very much to both of you. Thanks to Susan and Charlotte. You will be back next week. We'll be talking more about Made in Essex. Don't forget, if you want to get involved in the local paper, you've got good news stories you want to get in there as well, all you need to do is take a look at the website. All the details will be up, and also for the advertising as well. Right, 12:24. We'll have some ads coming up after this. There's a little bit of romance with Robin Thicke. We'll be right back.